racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms, isms, isms. All kind of isms, isms, uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. It is Wednesday. Oh, it's Thursday. So it's not manhood hour, right? Oh, that's right. It's Thursday. I thought it was Wednesday. My biblical question, what does it mean? Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. Do not do unto others what you would have them not do unto you. Isn't that amazing? So I have with me Michael Gallagher Ashurst. And Michael is an internet personality who is popular on the web for his satirical Facebook videos on social justice issues. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir. I appreciate you coming on. How did you get started as being so popular as a social justice warrior on the web?
Basically, I would just put my opinions, my thoughts, and what I think is right out there. And for some reason, I would just get hordes of people attacking me and being mean to me, bullying me, harassing me. And at first, it really bothered me, but now it doesn't bother me. I thrive on it, and I'm not going to change who I am because of other people.
Amazing. And who are you?
I am Michael Alexander Gallagher Ashurst.
And are you a feminist?
I used to be a feminist, but recently I have made a very large life change, and I do not identify as a feminist anymore. And that's because I have realized that feminism isn't about equality, because that's what I want, and that's what I was fighting for. And what I've seen now is feminism is about female superiority. They hate men, they hate me. They just use me as a tool, and I'm not going to have a part of it.
I don't blame you. And when I asked, who are you, you gave me your name. But not who are you, who you are. Who are you? Do you know?
I'm not sure what you mean by that question.
You said that you're going to be yourself. You're going to be who you are. And I asked,
yes.
Who are you? But you're right about the feminists. They do hate men, that's for sure. How did you come to recognize that they hate men?
Well, the breaking point was recently, a few months ago, my girlfriend of 6 years left me, and the man that she left me for was a toxic male. He was the type of male that I thought we were fighting against. But for some reason, she's gone with him and threw me to the side. And if they want to do that, that's fine, because I'm not going to participate in toxic masculinity and this type of game where you're just going to use me as bait or a designated driver to get you to your protests and...
Amazing. So you dated her for 3 years?
6 years.
6 years.
Six years.
Were you guys living together?
Yes, we were.
And how old are you, Michael?
I'm 32 years old.
Oh, you seem younger.
Thank you.
Why did you marry her?
That's a good question. I guess she just didn't want to. I'm not the type to propose. I would need to be proposed to, so she never asked.
Why would you need, men are not supposed to be proposed to, because men bring the woman into their world. He doesn't go into her world. Why would you need to be proposed to? You're not a woman.
Because proposals are toxic masculinity. That is a man putting a woman on a spot and saying, I need an answer right now. And I'm not that type of guy. I let women have the power, and I give them the power and responsibility, and I am just here to support them.
Beta. Well, that's...
Jesse.
That's why your girlfriend left you, because you're a beta male. She wanted you to be a man. She wanted you to lead the way, not follow her.
But I did everything for that. Anything she asked for, I would do.
But you should never do that.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to lead and do the right thing, and she will follow. You're not supposed to give a woman or do everything that a woman asks you to do, because that's a weakness, and women hate weakness, hate weak men.
Well, I got a newsflash for you. It's 2019, okay? It's not 1986 anymore.
And what does that mean? It's 2019. What does that mean?
It means that we've evolved. We're no longer stuck in the dredges of a patriarchy. We've woke up and we see what's going on, and we're not going to participate in it anymore.
So it means that you don't have values anymore.
Yeah, I have a lot of values, actually. Yes, I do.
But that's what they had in 2018, whatever you said. It was the values. It's more values that led men and women. And so that should be the same today. Why has that changed?
Because it's not a woman's job. The values back then benefited men and men only, okay?
Women that's not true. That's not true. Women, when men were men and they had more values, women got their values from the men. Now that the men are weak, women have no values because they don't have any way of getting them.
Well, that's a good point, but we have Andrea Ocasio-Cortez now to
Look how nutty she is, though. She has no values. She lives with a boyfriend. She's a socialist. She's out of her mind because she doesn't have a real man.
Well, we're going to have to disagree on that one, because I think women can be strong and independent and alone, and they don't need men. They just get a career, work, and be happy.
Have you ever seen a strong woman?
Yes, I have. I've seen plenty of them. I've been to multiple women marches.
But men only think that women are strong because men are weak. Women are not strong. It's just that men are weak. So it looked like women are strong. Are you you a social justice warrior, right?
I don't like to call myself that, but yeah, I suppose I am.
And Joe, could you put me on camera so you can see me? And so, what does it mean to be a social justice warrior? What is that exactly?
It means that you stand up for social injustices that you see.
Like what, for example?
Men trying to tell women that they can't abort their babies before birth. It's not your body.
So is the baby body the woman's body?
As long as the umbilical cord is attached, yes.
So the baby body is not his own body. It's the woman's body that she's killing?
Well, a part of her body.
I'm sorry?
A part of her body.
How's
yes.
a part of her body? If the baby has its own body. It's not the woman's body that she's killing. She's killing the baby's body.
Well, if you cut the umbilical cord, that baby would not survive because it needs the mother.
No. When it comes out alive, they cut the umbilical cord because it doesn't need the mother. So when they kill the baby, the woman, they are not killing their bodies. They're not hurting their bodies. They're killing another body, another human being. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes. But it's also a fact that babies can't feel pain before their first birthday. And we cannot expect women to carry a growing human in their body if they don't want to. If they have anxiety, if they have a depression, if they're having a hard time, they need that right. They need that out. They need that solution.
So those issues give a woman a right to kill a human being in her body?
No, it gives her a right to terminate a pregnancy.
Does terminate mean that they kill? Is that person's life taken away from them when they terminate them?
Yes.
So they're killing them, right? And so you're saying that a woman has a right to kill a human being, and it's not her body, but she has a right to kill boys and girls in their bodies.
It's not like there's just random children floating around inside their bodies. They've made this baby. It's theirs. It's part of them. And if they want to end it, they should be able to.
Do they make the baby, or does the man make the baby?
The woman makes the baby.
No, women don't make babies. Women just carry them for the men. It's the men who make the baby.
And no, that is not true. Uh-huh. That is not true.
Women don't. How do women make babies?
By growing an egg into a baby.
No, where they get it from that make the baby? Where do they get that seed from that makes the baby?
Well, it could come from a man. It could come from a fertilization from a doctor.
A doctor man.
There's lots of ways. You don't need men.
No, you do. Where they get the fertilization from? Where did that doctor get it from?
I'm not sure. I don't work in a medical facility.
The doctor got it from another man. Some man donated his sperm, and that's how the doctor got it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Would you want your ex-girlfriend, if you guys had gotten, did you have sex with her without being married?
Yes.
If you had gotten her pregnant, would you have wanted her to kill your child?
Well, I did get her pregnant once, and she did abort the baby, but she was going through anxiety at the time, and I understood.
How many abortions did she have?
Two.
For you?
No, one with me.
And one with another man?
Yes.
Amazing. Did you know that before you got with her that she had already had an abortion?
No, I found out while we were dating.
Oh. How did you feel when she killed your child?
I was a little sad, but it helped her, so I was not going to be selfish.
So you were not going to be selfish and look out for your own child?
I would look out for my own child.
But you let the woman kill your child.
Well, it's her body. I didn't allow her. It's her body.
No, you
didn't even need to ask me.
Did she ask you?
No.
She did it without asking you?
Well, no, I knew it was going to happen, but she didn't ask me. She told me.
She told you, I'm going to kill your child? How many months was she pregnant?
I believe it was 4.
Wow. And so she just said, Michael, I'm going to kill your child tomorrow morning. And you said, okay, go ahead. See, have breakfast.
No, that's not how it went. Well, she was having a hard time with her anxiety. She was being really stressed out. And we went for lunch one day with her parents, and she said, I don't want to do it. I'm going to terminate it. And what am I supposed to say?
You should have said, hell no, you ain't killing my baby.
Well, we were in a restaurant, and her parents were there, and I'm not going to cause a scene.
Why not?
Because it would be rude.
Which
and
is
very
more
patriarchal.
Which is most rude, is to say, I'm going to kill your child after lunch today, or hell no, you're not going to kill my child?
She didn't say that. She didn't say, I'm going to kill your child. She said, I'm going to abort your child. There's a big difference.
It's the same as killing.
No.
It's just a different word.
And one is medical.
It's just a different word. That's all. So did your wife cheat? I mean, your girlfriend cheat on you?
Yes, she did.
So she has no values anyway then. She lived with you. She aborted a baby, aborted one before you got with her. Now she's with another man, and she has no value. Are you glad she's gone?
Yes, I am glad she's gone. I will never speak to her again.
Were you heartbroken?
Yeah, I was. For probably a week, I was depressed.
Really?
I'm over it now.
And why were you? But what?
But I was, I was really depressed and sad when she took her things.
Amazing. Did you go sit by the dock of the bay?
No, I don't live by a bay.
Did you play sad songs when your heart was broken?
Yes, I love sad music.
Oh, it didn't last very long if you got over it in a week.
Well, a big reason, part of the reason I got over it is because of support groups on social media. And they really, gathered behind me and helped me out through it.
Amazing. And are you dating someone now?
No, I'm not.
Have you dated since she left?
No.
How long ago was this?
A month and a half, 2 months.
Amazing. Were you raised by your father, mother?
No, just my mother.
Oh, where's your father?
I don't know. I don't want to meet him.
Why not?
Well, because my mother says I don't want to, and I there's no reason to.
Because your mother said it? Why do you believe your mother? Your mother's jealous of your father. She won't let you see him.
I don't think that's what it is. My mother is also against toxic masculinity, and she is also against the patriarchy. And my father was a very toxic male.
How you know that?
Because he would... I see videos and photos of from when I was a baby, and one of the videos is him with a bunch of other men in the backyard, all drunk, drinking beers.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they're just acting like idiots. I can just tell through the video his personality. It's just not somebody I'd want to meet.
Are you just like your mother?
Yes, I am.
So you're just like a woman?
No, I'm not like a woman.
But you're saying you're like your mother. Is your mother a woman?
Yeah, she's a woman, but I have the same personality. It's not...
You have the same personality as your mother?
Yes, we're very alike.
How did you become like her?
I guess just spending a lot of time with her.
Are you happy being like your mother, or would you rather be like a man, your father?
I like being like my mother, but sometimes I want to do man stuff.
Yeah. Do you feel like a woman?
No, I don't.
But you're angry like your mother. You have the same personality?
I'm not angry, but I do have the same personality.
Well, all the reason you have the same personality that you're angry. Your mother made you angry. And when you became angry, you became like her. You become like whomever you're angry at. You take on their personality. And so the way to overcome that, you have to forgive your mother. She's wrong. And you have to forgive your father because he hasn't done anything to you. You need to return to your father. Then you'll be like a man again. Mm. But you have to stand up to your mother. She's lied to you.
I don't think I could stand up to my mother.
Why not? But what? Go ahead.
Well, because my mother helps me with money and stuff. And if I were to say that I want to meet my father, she'd stop helping me.
That's amazing. And you say you're 30 years old?
I'm 32.
And you can't fend for yourself?
Well, I work, but I can't work many hours because of my anxiety.
You have anxiety?
Yes, I do.
What causes anxiety for you?
Lots of things.
Like what, for an example?
Anything that doesn't agree with me, basically, or see things the way I do and see the good in things. I just think that society is lost and just a bunch of hateful bullies.
Are you on medication?
Yes, I am.
What type of medication?
I'm not sure the name. I'd have to get it, but it's an anti-anxiety medication, and it calms me down and really helps me breathe and relax and not worry about things so much.
Mike, I'm not a doctor, and I didn't know you were going through all this. But if you want to overcome anxiety and all that, you got to forgive your mother and return to your father, because that anxiety you have comes from her. Men don't feel anxiety. They don't go through all that. But when you have anger, it brings on depression, anxiety, worry, doubt, fear, and all that stuff. So you know exactly how a woman feels.
And say if I was to go contact my father, what I'm afraid of is he'd think I was too feminine, because I know he's not feminine at all, and he won't understand where I come from, or I don't think he'd accept me.
Are you feminine? Do you see yourself as a feminine man?
Some things, yeah.
Oh, yeah, some things.
I think femininity is beautiful, and anybody can be feminine.
You think a man is beautiful when he's feminine?
In certain ways.
Like, I've never seen a beautiful feminine man. In what ways?
Just takes care of themselves and likes to look pretty and nice and just just likes to take care of themselves. They care about things.
No, a feminine man is a weak man because he's a woman. He's a beta.
No, he's not, Jesse.
Yeah, he's a beta.
No, he's not.
He is a beta.
I can't believe I'm being bullied right now on live on the air.
Are you a beta male?
No, there is no such thing as beta or alpha males.
Weak men are beta males. Alpha males are the president, Great White Hope.
Great White Hope?
Yeah. You know who the Great White Hope is?
Are you talking about Donald Trump?
Yes, sir. You know who I'm talking about. The Great White Hope. You agree that he's the Great White Hope?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I think he is an absolute monster. And anybody who supports him is... There's something wrong with him because you're hateful.
What is toxic masculinity? What do you mean by that?
Toxic masculinity is masculinity that's pushed on other people.
Like what?
That has no consideration for other people. That it's just a selfish energy, a selfish aggressive energy.
You're talking about femininity. Feminine. How you say that word, James?
Feminism?
Yeah. You're describing that, not a masculine. You're describing a woman's nature.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but...
Because women impose on people. They impose their ideas. They impose themselves on people. Men don't do that.
Yes, they do.
Uh-uh.
Yes, they do.
Uh-uh. When did last time a man imposed on you?
Every day on social media, I have some type of man attacking me.
But they're not imposing themselves on you.
Yes, they are. They're saying if you do not think like I do, you are this.
Oh, but that's not imposing themselves on you. Your mother imposed on you. That's why you're so feminine and think and act like a woman.
I don't act like a woman.
Yes, you do.
No, if you met me on the street, you would be able to tell that I'm a man 100%.
Why you speak like a woman? You talk like a woman.
I don't speak like a woman. I've had this speech impediment since I was a young child. It's a lisp.
Oh, okay. I have one of those too.
Yeah.
Let me ask, did you vote for the Great White Hope?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because he is not going to bring any good. He is going to bring our country backwards. I would never give my vote to Trump because he wants to ban Muslims. He wants to shut immigration off and block. Basically, Trump wants a white country.
What's wrong with that?
Excuse me?
What's wrong with a white country?
Because that would be white supremacy and very racist. We don't see colors.
Who don't see colors?
We see people for who they are.
Who don't see colors?
I don't see color.
Turn your picture on, Joel. I want you to tell me what colors, Joel. Yeah, can you hold on for me, Michael?
Yes.
I got to take a break. And then when I come back, I want you to tell me what color Joel is, all right? Because okay. You say you don't see. Are you from America? Are you born here?
Yes, I am.
Are you white?
I'm European Caucasian. Are
you white?
Yes.
You hate your own color.
No, I don't hate my color, but my ancestors have caused a lot of hurt. So when it comes to me realizing I'm white, it can hurt. It can bring back a lot of pain and memories.
Hold on, Michael. So, James. Yes. You said somebody put my thing up.
Your tweet screenshot. Not, come on.
You did. You said, who put my thing up?
Representative Ilhan Omar tweeted a screenshot of Jesse's tweet about immoral Democrat women back in January.
Okay.
That's what I meant by thing. I didn't.
I'm just asking, that's all. Don't be so mean. Toxic.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to correct the record.
Micah Gallagher.
In a hurry.
Oh, don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, folks. All right. Micah Gallagher, as hers, is with me. He is an internet personality who is popular on the web for his satirical Facebook video on social justice issues. And I'm spinning all over the place. Is Michael able to see you?
No. He can only see you because the Skype camera is on you.
Oh, okay. You can't see Joel?
Pretty sure. Pretty okay. sure not.
I have a picture of Joel, I think. Let me show.
Joel can walk over.
Oh, come over, Joel. So, Michael, thank you for holding on. You want to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay. I want you to tell me what color. You say you don't see colors. I want you to tell me, are you able to say what color Joel is?
Oh, wait. I'm still not.
He looks like a black man.
So you do see colors?
Yes, I see colors, but I don't judge on colors. I would not judge him because of his skin color. So I don't see a white country or white places. I see people.
Do you want white people to rule the country or not?
I don't care what color people rule the country. I just want good progressive people. That's what I care about.
Are you a progressive kind of a guy?
Yes, I am.
Amazing. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Actually, no, I didn't. I've never watched a Super Bowl, but it was the first time I was ever invited to watch a Super Bowl.
And someone invited you to watch it?
Yes.
Who invited you and why?
I'm not sure why, but it was my neighbor.
And
he is a toxic male. And for some reason, he continuously tries to reach out to me, invite me to things. And I know he's trying to troll me or trick me. I'm not going to fall for it. But it is interesting that he spends so much of his time and energy to try to get my attention.
Maybe he's trying to help you to become a man.
I am already a man.
No, you're a male, but you're not a man. Because you said you're depressed, you hurt when a woman left. You
Oh, so men can't get depressed?
No.
Men can't get depressed?
Not real men. Only women get depressed.
No. Talk to my doctor. That's a lie.
No, only beta males get depressed.
That's not true. Everybody gets depressed. Depression is natural, and hiding it does nothing. So I am not going to have this toxic male ego where I go around and say, oh, I'm not depressed. I'm so happy. No, I am depressed. I do have anxiety, and I'm not going to be afraid to shout it from the rooftops.
Men don't have egos. Only women have egos. And the egos that you see in men are the ego of the woman.
That's not true.
No, men don't naturally have egos. That come from their mothers.
So if a man was raised just by a father, he'd have no ego?
Right.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah, it's true. Unless the father is a beta male, he's like his mother.
No. Jesse, stop it. That is not true.
No, it's real true.
Spreading false lies.
Michael, real men don't have ego. They come from an ego of a man is that of a woman.
Okay, so, is Trump a real man?
Yes. The great white hope.
He doesn't have an ego?
You see this cup? No, he doesn't have an ego. You see this cup?
Yes.
It says the great white hope, right? And what does this, you see it on the other side?
The great black hope.
That's right. You know who
that is. That's disgusting. That is racism.
How is that racism? There's no such thing as racism. How is that racism?
Because you're thinking in terms of races, saying, he's white, he's the white hope. I'm black, I'm the black hope. That is division and separation, and that is where hate comes from.
So let me ask you this. If white people leave America, if they all packed up and left, do you agree with me that people of color would turn America into a ghetto?
No.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Have you noticed that people of color destroy everything? They don't build up? Especially black people?
Yeah, that's because they're living under the terms and patriarchy of the white people. Well, they are put into a situation and there's certain ingredients there where they're completely void of opportunities and they don't get the same privileges we do. So, it's not that I want all white people to leave. It's just that I just want white people to stop having privilege.
You love white people?
I love some white people.
But not all?
No, not all.
You love black people?
Yes, I do.
You love all black people?
Yes, I do.
So you love all black people, but some white people, not all white people. Why is that?
Because a lot of white people are toxic, and a lot of white people are hateful and think they're better than everybody else when they're not.
Are you white? You think you're better than everybody else?
No, I don't think I'm better than everybody else. I think I'm better than Trump supporters, but not everybody.
I got to ask a couple more questions. Wasn't it nice that no one protested at the Super Bowl this year? Wasn't that nice?
I've never watched the Super Bowl, so I'm not sure what it's like, but it is a good platform to make a social statement if you think something's wrong.
Do you?
So
what?
So it is a good platform to protest your cause if you get an opportunity.
Do you agree with me that it's nice that they threw that thug away, Colin Kaepernick, that he was a thug for turning his back on his country, on the national anthem, on the fans, on the flag and everything, on the military men and women? Wasn't that nice they got rid of that thug?
Colin Kaepernick is not a thug.
He is a thug.
He is one of the best athletes out there, and his career gets destroyed because a bunch of white people try to take away his freedom of speech. And that makes him a thug? No, it doesn't.
It makes him a hero. If he was so good at football, why did they bench him? He had to sit down. They didn't let him play.
Because racism. That was his punishment. Your career is over now.
No, he was a thug. He turned it back on the fans. We're not going to tolerate that.
He still has a lot of fans, and he still loves them. So he didn't turn his back on the fans.
Amazing.
He turned his back on white supremacy.
No such thing as white supremacy. Is there black supremacy?
Yes. There's white supremacy and black supremacy.
What is white supremacy?
Where white people think they are inherently better because of the color of their skin.
And what is black supremacy?
Where black people think they're better because of the color of their skin.
You ever dated a black girl?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes, I have. My ex was black.
Oh, the one that had the abortion was black?
Yes.
Well, no wonder.
What do you mean?
Black women love having abortions.
Excuse me? You don't think white women have abortions?
Why do you date your own kind? Why would you date a black woman? You can't handle no black woman.
Because I don't care what color your skin is. I care about what's in your heart.
Have you ever dated a white woman?
Yes, I have.
Have you lived with a white woman?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so you were with a black woman? No wonder black women hate weak men, especially weak white men.
That is racist. It's a stereotype. You're just stereotyping. No. Right now. You're stereotyping all black women.
You believe in police brutality?
Yes, I do.
And do you believe, which is worse, black crime brutality, black-on-black brutality, and black-on-white brutality, or police brutality?
Police brutality.
Is worse than black-on-black brutality?
Yes.
So when black people kill each other, that's worse than a police killing you?
When black people kill each other, that is not my business. I'm not going to get involved. That is their community, and if they want to do that, that's fine. I respect it. But police have authority. They wear a badge. They have power over people. And when government employees come and shoot you, that's a big problem, and I don't like it.
But the police are supposed to shoot others, especially if you put their lives in danger. Why are you okay with black people killing each other?
I'm not okay with it. It's just, it's not my culture. I'm not going to go to another culture and tell them how to act.
It was Colin Kaepernick culture. So don't you care about Colin Kaepernick? Why don't you care about his folk killing each other?
Well, I do care about black people killing each other. But the point is it's not my point. It's not my place to have an opinion on it.
Oh, there's no such thing as police brutality. That's a made-up lie.
Jesse, if a police officer brutalizes a person, that is police brutality.
But they don't do that.
Yes, they do. I've seen dozens of videos.
Don't believe those videos. They're made up.
Oh, somebody. Oh, what are they? Cartoons? Somebody edited them? I've seen videos with multiple angles where you can prove it's real.
No, it's not real. And those people that you do see on the video are black thugs. They hate the cops.
Well, I don't like the police either, but that doesn't mean you can shoot me.
Because you're afraid. You're beta.
No, you're a beta.
No. You're a beta, Michael.
No, beta. You are a beta.
Beta.
I am a normal man. You're a beta man.
No, you're not normal. I could think of many words to call you. Normal is not one.
I'm putting this on the bully list.
Oh. Are you a police? Are you a cop?
Do I look like a cop? No, I am not a cop.
No, you're
right.
I
would never be a cop.
But they have drag queens who are cops now. You may be a cop.
Yes, they do have. And they're not drag queens. They're transgendered women.
No, it's men pretending and women pretending to be something that they're not. Last question. How do you feel about the black on white crime? More blacks are killing, raping, robbing, and harassing white people more than white people are to blacks. How do you feel about that?
That is not true. I would like to see those numbers because that is not true.
No, you just don't
white
hear about
it. White people are harassing and bullying black people.
I challenge you to go down to the hood. You'll see what happened.
Oh, I've been to Milwaukee multiple times.
Well, be careful.
I am.
Well, Michael, thank you for coming on. That was fun. Did you have fun?
It was interesting.
Will you go and deal with your mother and go and meet your father?
I am not going to deal with my mother because I need the money. But I may reach out to my father in the future. I'm not sure.
Get your job, then you won't need your mama's money.
I have a job. I work over 12 hours a week.
Well, do you live with your mama?
No, I don't. I live by myself.
So why do you need her money if you're working 12 hours? You said 12 hours a week?
Yes.
That's not many hours.
Yeah, I could work more if it wasn't for anxiety. Because of my anxiety, I had to cut back my hours. Now I don't make enough to cover my bills, so my mother covers for me.
Amazing. You got to get away from mama.
Well, I can't right now.
Well, forgive her and you will, Michael.
I'm not mad at her, so there's nothing to forgive her for.
Yeah, she's turning you into a woman.
I am not a woman, Jesse.
Yeah, you act like one. You have anxiety like one. You hate your father like a woman. And if you were busy at work, you wouldn't be having anxiety.
Yes, I would. I get really bad anxiety at work.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a barista.
A barista?
Yes.
What's a barista?
I make coffee for people in bookstores.
Amazing. Michael, will you come on again?
Sure.
All right. Thank you, man. That was fun. What's your website? What's the site where people can get you, watch you?
You can follow me on Twitter at MAGallagherA, and that's it.
Are you going
I
to be?
I don't have a website.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be on InfoWars today?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be on the War Room at 6 p.m.
Great, man. I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse, and I wish you guys well, too.
All right, Michael. We'll have you back, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Goodbye.
Bye. Amazing. Mind-blowing amazing. Let me go to Thomas, a first-time caller out of San Diego, California. Thomas, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. How you doing, Thomas? Nice name, by the way.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
All is well.
All right. Man, I'm so excited I got through. I listen to your show all the time, and I just wanted to thank you and your crew for everything you do. You guys are very inspirational. I noticed being a young man, too. I'm half Latino and half white. And I just noticed, like, a sickness in people my age. They believe in socialism. And just like the last caller, respectfully, I just want to say, he was a mess. I used to have anxiety pretty bad.
Yes.
And I can just hear the emotion and the anger in his voice.
Yeah.
And 12 hours of work a week is not a lot. I do 50 plus and I go to school, and that's the best way to get rid of it.
I'm telling you.
Out and have faith in God and be not afraid to speak your mind.
That's right. How old are you, Thomas?
I'm 23, sir.
Right on, man. That's amazing.
And I just want to say again, I really do thank you because what you do is really important. For a long time, I was like that too. Where I believed everything was racist, or I believed everybody was white people were stepping on minorities. I don't believe that anymore.
Right on. You're on your way, Michael. You're gonna have an amazing, amazing life. You haven't seen anything yet, especially being so young.
Yes, sir. And and you're one of the reasons, man. You show me it's not bad to speak your mind.
That's right.
Don't be afraid and just trust in God and look within and all will be all right.
That's right. Yeah. Stay on track. Don't take that wide road. Stay on that straight and narrow path and you'll be fine. And if I could be of any other help, you let me know, all right?
I'll do that. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. And Michael, you're down in San Diego, so if you ever want to come up to... Thomas, you're down in San Diego. If you ever want to come up to... We have a men's forum the first Thursday night of the month. We have one tonight at 7. And we have church Sunday mornings for everybody. If you ever get a chance to come up, come on down. Oh, come on up.
Okay. Yeah, you're up in L.A., right?
Yes. We're in L.A. Okay, right at La Cienega and Pico.
Okay, yeah. I'll definitely look into that.
All right, buddy. Great call.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Thomas. Amazing call. And just Caleb is a first-time caller out of
South. Oh, no way.
Hey, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you for taking time to see me. How you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually had a point lined up earlier. They asked me. I just wanted to call and say, you know, I appreciate everything you do, just like Thomas. I mean, honestly, Thomas is the real MVP. He goes to school and
yeah.
He works 50 hours. I work about 40 and I don't go to school. And I mean, I got anxiety and that 40 is like a cakewalk now. I thought it was kind of tough, but shoot, I might have to get back in school.
I'm telling you. Caleb, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Really? And why do you have anxiety?
Oh, I mean, it just, you know, life. It is what it is. You know, I need more money. I don't make enough money. I used to, you know, act up a lot in my past. I was a convicted felon, but I turned my life around, never got in trouble again, and now I'm up for expungement.
Oh, right on.
Coming within the next week, so I should be able to now land a real 50-plus hour factory job, like a man should.
That's right.
Instead of just being a barista, if you will. I got to tell you, I had a whole point lined up, but Michael, keep that guy away from public office. I'd go as far as to say keep him away from sharp corners and outlets. But, I mean, thank you for taking the time to, you know, hear me and let me speak to you. It's my first time calling.
Yeah.
You know, it goes further than that. Like, your issues are spot on.
Right on.
Like, when I actually started to listen to what you had to say, I realized, oh, man, I tune in every day. And this is my first time calling. I hope to speak to you again.
Yeah, I'm glad that you called, and I really appreciate that you're waking up. To completely overcome the anxiety you're having, I'm not a doctor, but I recommend that you overcome the anger. You got to forgive your mother, return to your father.
Honestly, I'll be completely straight with you, Jesse.
Yeah.
I am a beta male. Like, it is no joke.
Yeah.
Like, my mother handled my finances.
Oh, man.
Up to, like, last month. But I'm telling you, after listening to you, I want to rebuild the man.
That's right. Well, forgive your mother and forgive your father. When you're not
planning on it.
Yeah, when you do that, Caleb, you have no idea the peace that's going to come upon you. Your eyes will open and life will be easy. It's going to be amazing.
I'm starting to see it.
Yeah. And do my silent prayer .video, all right?
All right, man.
Call me again, buddy.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing! His mother did his bill up until a month ago. Nice guy. Robert, a first-time call out of Sacramento, California. Robert, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, guys, how you doing?
All is well. How are you?
I'm waking up now. I've been here waiting on you, and we've been meaning to talk to you. Well, let me just make this brief and quick.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great, great. The question I have is this country, the United States, a socialist country or a capitalist country?
Real good question. Right now, to be honest with you, we have capitalist people here, and we have socialist people. So we kind of split a little bit, which I'm hoping that we can overcome the socialists.
I can't believe it, because you know what? I thought we were going to have a little back and forth here, but the answer is you're right, both capitalists and socialists.
Thank yeah.
Because, we have the police department, we have the fire department, the military, that's socialist, with the roads that we share. That's why we pay so many taxes. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. There's a lot of social programs. The Catholic Church has social programs. And I could go on, but we're not going to argue about that. I have two other situations here.
Real
you
fast.
Talk about hair, the black people's hair.
The black women wearing this nappy hair instead of combing their hair.
Women having problems combing their hair? And all women have problems combing their hair. Have you ever seen a homeless white woman? They don't comb their hair.
And it'll get nappy, that's right. So you agree? Do you agree that they
go to the beauty shop just like black women? But real quick, check this out.
Yeah.
Our hair is not nappy. I don't know what that word, I have to look it up, just like blackface, but nappy is a derogatory word.
How is nappy a derogatory? What do you mean derogatory?
Our hair is woolly.
Woolly and nappy is the same thing?
Huh?
Woolly and nappy mean the same thing?
No. Well, then Jesus had nappy hair then, okay?
Jesus had white, pretty hair.
Okay, well, that's what the picture you saw the other day.
No, yeah, he had good hair.
But this is the last thing. There's a guy that, about that.
There's a guy that worked for me. Let me tell you this. There's a white guy that worked for me by the name of John, and he looked just like Jesus.
The picture you talk about, right? That European picture?
The person, John, he has hair. He looked just like Jesus.
A friend of yours?
Yes.
He's white. White cat?
Yes.
A little pink? Pink European looking guy. Okay. Well, anyway, let's go
what
on.
What do you mean by pink? He's not pink. He's brown.
Hey, tan.
I'll
tell you why he's pink. Jesse.
Yeah.
In about 10 years or less, I think you might have a big problem.
Why?
Because white people are dying, not only in America, across the planet. White European people only represent 11% of the population of the planet.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. That's why I'm telling them to get married and have a bunch of babies.
You're a baby boomer like I am.
Yes.
That's a lot of white folks is getting ready to die.
No.
I'm in my 60s.
But white people got to start back. They got to start back having them. You love white people, Robert? You love white people? Do you love white people? Robert?
No, I love myself.
Do you love white people?
I love some people.
How about white people?
I like human beings, man. I love human beings.
How about white people? You love white people?
They're part of the planet.
Do you love white people?
I just said, Jesse, so you always do that to people, man. To answer your question, you still keep on.
Do you love white people?
I love human beings. And
white people? You love whites?
I love African people. I gotta
run. Come again, Robert. 70% of views felt positively about Trump's State of the Union address. That is mind blowing. But not that woman, Alexandria Cortez. She has issues. So this is from MSNBC. Alexandria Cortez says Trump attacked the Democrats' socialist ideas to confuse and dissuade the public. So this woman is so ill that she is trying to force Americans to accept socialism. How did this happen? Somebody needs to have this woman deported back to her where she came from. She's in the wrong country. And if she likes socialism that much, she should have stayed in the country that she came from, where they had socialism, wherever she came from. Because it's in the blood. Real men don't want socialism, and real women don't want that crap. It doesn't work. Look at the black community. Here's from NBC, I believe. Cortez think the president was unprepared and had no plan at the State of the Union address.
I think that the president was unprepared. I don't think that he did his homework. We've seen States of the Union addresses delivered by many presidents, Democrat and Republican. They almost always have substantive policies that are offered. I agree with Senator Klobuchar there that there was no plan. There was no plan to address our opioid crisis. There was no plan to address the cost of health care. There was no plan to increase wages. It was, I had to ask myself, is this a campaign stop or is this a State of the Union?
That woman is brain dead. How did they vote for her? Oh, the millennials voted for her. Stop it, millennials. Fathers and mothers, you got to raise your children. Cortez think Trump, and this is, that's the same woman that live with a boyfriend. That's the same woman that wants socialism. She wants socialism. Why doesn't she go back to her socialist country? This is why I don't want these people in my country, folks. Put a wall around the borders, make it difficult for Cortez to get here. She think Trump is losing the nation's issues and sees his administration as an authoritarian regime, not a democracy.
And so I think he sees himself losing on the issues. He sees himself losing on the wall and on the wall on the southern border. And he needs to grasp at an ad hominem attack. And this is his way of doing it. But what we really need to realize that what is happening is that this is an issue of authoritarian regime versus democracy. And in order for him to try to, dissuade or throw people off the scent of the trail, he has to really make and confuse the public. And I think that that's exactly what he's trying to do.
Who is that woman standing beside her, bowing her head? And they both have on their hoods. They have on their KKK outfits. The hoods! We got to do something, folks. These people want to destroy America. And white people, in all honesty, if I can be, and I'm honest with you anyway, but if I can be real honest with you, they hate white people. This is all about getting rid of white people. They want to change the order of things because they think that white people, quote unquote, stole America. White people are bad. White people make all the money. White people are healthy. They were trying to destroy you. Really. That's what this is about. Mark my word. They are trying to destroy white people. And these little white people that are on their side, that are Democrats, they are hanging in there because they're trying to hold on to their money. They're like, oh, my God, I got to pretend to be one of them. And if whites who are Democrats or so-called liberals are on their side, it's over for if they ever disagree about anything and these folks, it's over. And I'm being told that that woman that's standing next to Cortez is an activist. And she is the one who screamed at Jeff Flake. Anna Maria Achilla, amazing, a Soros supporter organization. She's from a Soros supporter organization. Isn't that amazing? Why are we letting Satan take over our country? I just don't understand that. Remember when Flake was in the elevator, they were yelling and screaming at him, and he didn't know what to do? Amazing.